The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to begin with the concept of ethical billionaires. The calls for significantly increased taxes on the ultra wealthy are only getting louder. Is it possible, though, to be a billionaire and to be ethical? Are you always going to be climbing on the backs of others to reach that particular pinnacle? Financial pinnacle. With us on the line now, Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International European Affairs, and Jim Clarkin, Oxfam Ireland CEO. Jim, to you first of all, these billionaires, of which neither you or I, or indeed Dan, are one, is it possible that they could have gotten to that point in a way that everyone would go fair play to them?
Well, as you may be aware, Oxfam has been tracking global inequality for the last decade or so. We produce a report every year for the World Economic Forum in Davos. And every year, this extraordinary accumulation of wealth in the hands of a very few people continues to grow and grow at tremendous rates. Just in the last year alone, billionaire wealth went up by another 2 trillion and it continues to grow. And that, from an Oxfam perspective, the real challenge there is that, of course, while that's happening and this extraordinary wealth is being accumulated by a very small number of people, there so much of the world's population is still languishing in poverty. 800 million people will go to bed hungry tonight. So there's something not right in the structure that makes that happen. And in relation to how they accumulate their wealth, 36% of all billionaires, it's inherited wealth.
Okay.
And so many of the others.
Well, that helps, doesn't it?
Well, it completely does, but it doesn't. Again, I think even the World Economic Forum and the IMF were in agreement with Oxfam on this. You know, when extremely wealthy people accumulate and hoard money, not only does it seem morally wrong when there are people starving the world, of course, but it also, it doesn't have an economic benefit. It's just hoarded. And we can see that, you know, if that was being put to economic use, it would benefit people much more broadly. So it doesn't really make sense.
Jim, is it fair to say that these billionaires, are they a representation of capitalism, or are they abnormalities in capitalism? Capitalism would see the opportunity for everyone to get wealthy or at least well off, but these guys have taken it to the extreme.
Sure, and we've had wealthy people always. But what we need to have is some form of a system whereby they contribute to the society, which ultimately has made them wealthy. The education, the infrastructure, the healthcare, all the things, the security, the stability of society, the economic models that work, all those things have been built up through regular people, through all of us paying our taxes and making sure that's paid. The wealth that they've accumulated is also built on, oftentimes, on, you know, paying people very, very low wages in developing countries and poorer parts of the world. So there's something wrong with the system that's there now. And we're seeing it when real-time wages are pretty much stagnating across the world and these people are continuing to get wealthier and wealthier. And that's not helping society. And you can see areas like the political capture. I mean, you only have to look across the Atlantic to see how the billionaires have surrounded a billionaire president. And now you have the big, beautiful bill, which is about to cut taxes again for the wealthiest in the world.
Oh, and no. Don't be silly. The big, beautiful bill is there for the benefit of the people of America. They're not going to lose they're not going to lose Social Security. They're not going to lose their Medicaid. They're not going to lose all the things that have been
lost. I think we need to read the print. but the reality is that this extreme accumulation of wealth just doesn't benefit society. So we need to find a way that that they pay their fair share of tax. That's all we're talking about here, to contribute to those things. Like you had Elon Musk when he was in leading the Doge thing. Like, this is the wealthiest person on earth, decided to essentially close down US aid. A report has come out this week that talks about the fact that 14 million people will die as a direct result of that particular decision. And this was by somebody who's uninformed, who's not involved in understanding how global poverty works, understanding the impact of aid, etc. And it's a big decision made in somewhere in an office that has this massive ramifications.
We're familiar with Mr. Musk's work on this programme. Dan O'Brien, good evening.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Is capitalism always going to result in these billionaires, and can they ever be ethical?
Oh, I don't know where to start there. There was so much with what Jim said there. Like, look, maybe start with saying that the world has never been a better place. The share of the world living in poverty has never been lower. Numbers of people, both in absolute and relative to the size of the entire population, living in poverty has been declining. The Human Development Index, which looks at human health, the number of years you live, the amount of educational attainment, throughout almost the entire world, all of these things are going in a positive direction. That is not because the world is some sort of communistic type of place. It's because even in places that call themselves communists, like China, they recognize, as one of the Chinese leaders said in the 1970s, that it's glorious to get rich. Everyone wins. It's a win-win situation.
Hang on. Are you trying to tell me that there's no poor people in China?
Of course there are poor people in China, but 50, 60 years ago, people were dying in their millions in China from famine, because they attempted to have this sort of perfect communistic world that led to famine. Now, there's nobody dying of hunger in China.
That was Mao Zedong. He also didn't like birds. So, you know, that was a human instinct. I mean, my question is, billionaires, by their nature, have they not reached that pinnacle on the backs of, let's face it, the poor people in China? If we're going to pick a group, let's pick them.
No, quite frankly, you know, like look at the richest people in the world, the sort of Larry Ellisons, the Jeff Bezos, the Larry Pages. Like, think of Bill Gates, started Microsoft in his garage. Average person, didn't come from a rich family, created hundreds of thousands of jobs around the world, including in Ireland, paid loads of taxes, created a great product, and he's given his billions away now. You know, where's the bad in that? It's this idea that, you know, or people are hoarding money. Like, you know, rich people don't put their money in piles of cash in the attic. They invest it and it goes into other new companies and other things that create wealth. So
yeah, we're not saying they're Scrooge McDuck, Dan, but they're well off.
But hoarding, this idea of hoarding, people aren't, you know, even the people who are rich, they're reinvesting their money in other ways. That's one of the wonders of the market mechanism. The people
I take your point that Bill Gates has done tremendous things to the Bill Gates Foundation, and presumably he's a bit of an outlier. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, could solve America's problems in the morning. He could lift every single one of those children out of poverty. He could pay for a proper healthcare system and make America great again in the way that he keeps blathering on about. But he's not doing that. So what does that say about Elon Musk?
Jonathan, to say that anyone, anywhere in the world, could take every single child out of poverty in a country, even a small country, never mind a country of, you know, a third of a billion people as the US is, you know, there aren't these easy, perfect solutions. That the point I would make is that people getting rich nearly always get rich by creating jobs, paying taxes, creating wealth that benefits other people, and that money is redistributed. You know, if we look at every country that gets rich, what does it do? It grows the size of its state, it increases its pensions, its welfare, and it reduces poverty, and this is a win-win for everybody.
Okay, Jim Clark, can respond to that.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, just to correct something that Dan mentioned earlier on, the share of people living in, or the number of people living in poverty has actually is growing in extreme poverty. It was on the right trajectory. We have the signing of the Sustainable Development Goals, which are due to finish in 2030. There are about 17% of those goals have been arrived at. So we're a very, very long way from reaching that. And the worst, which was the key driver of all of that, was to leave no one behind and make sure not a single person lived in extreme poverty. And yet there are hundreds of millions still in extreme poverty. And look, you know, it is great that you have people like Bill Gates, but they are outliers. And, you know, when you look at the other billionaires that we talk about, and they're, I think the really important thing to talk about is the political capture and the way that they somehow, or they find themselves hugely influential in making political decisions. And of course, they make decisions, or they encourage those who make decisions to make them in their benefit. Of course, there are also companies and individuals and employers who provide fantastic opportunities for people. And that's to be applauded and welcomed. But the point that so much of this extreme wealth, and it has never been, we've never had this kind of extreme growth in billionaire and this huge gap. And it's not necessary. Like with relatively minor tweaks, we could come to a situation where, for example, you know, debt in half of developing and middle-income countries, 50% of their income is spent on debt. Way more. They don't have enough to spend on education and health because they're repaying.
Nobody's going to spend that because they're not going to buy anyone else's debt. Last word on this to you, Dan. If we accept your point that, you know, the market economy allows to get jobs based on the back of these wealthy guys who are investing, is there a way that they could do it better?
Well, things can always be better and always improved, and policy should be aimed at constructing ways that we can do things better and reduce poverty more and do all of those things. But the way you do it is by creating wealth in the first place, not by going around saying you want to abolish billionaires or other things.
And tax them fairly.
At the numbers right here in front of me from the World Bank. Yeah. 2024, 8.5% of the world lives in extreme poverty. That is the lowest ever.
But these are people. These are individuals. These are hundreds of thousands of people who are living in it, and that shouldn't be the case. But no, but we can change that. That should be changed. Yeah. But if you got an aid program because you've made a political decision.
Okay, hang on. Let Dan make his point. Yeah.
The world is improving. It's getting better.
For some.
Now, the idea that you're going to abolish billionaires is actually going to make...
Nobody's saying abolishing. We're just making them pay their fair tax, which, let's face it, they're not doing.
Well, it depends on the billionaire. It depends on where they live. If some of their taxes, I don't know every single case. But what are we going to say? Are we going to say that there's some sort of world law that will tax people? Nobody's going to agree to that. Like, we have to be living in the real world.
There are talks happening at the G20, and it's happening right now. It's happening for the course of this year, where that exact issue is being discussed by the wealthiest countries in the world about how do we tax somehow fairly and appropriately that extraordinary wealth so that it's for the wider public benefit and good.
I've never read about a socialist billionaire yet, and if I do, I'll fall off my chair. And Dan, we might stand corrected if we ever find one. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International European Affairs. Jim Clarkin of Oxfam Ireland, thank you very much for that. On the text machine, when one side of the world is up, the other must be down. That's just how it is. Rather grim statement, but there you go. It's grotesque, says another listener, and evil, the accumulation of wealth. Capitalism is a system of accumulation, and then illegal tax evasion is used to keep accumulating even more, says that listener. And someone else, Ronan in Kildare. Hello, Ronan. Now, Elon Musk is uninformed. Question. Are you insane? He paid more tax in the US last year than anyone else in the history of US taxation. Elon, Ronan, if you're at risk right now, just text us back. We can have someone with you shortly. It's all right. You're amongst friends.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.